for us to explain a little bit more about Mocha and the work that we're actually doing. I'm actually just going to do a top-level presentation concerning the recent work that Mocha has actually done, and also primarily to talk about the recent changes to UK concerning extended collective licensing, which is also known as secondary licensing or collective licensing. So just to give you a tiny little background, Mocha is a very newly created company in 2013. However, we've had many years' experience of over 25 years or so. Linda Royals and Andrew Stern actually started the company, and I joined the partnership last year after spending about 7 years working with Press Association Images as their sales and marketing director, which I know some of you know of me from that particular area. Prior to that, I actually worked in the broadcast area, primarily in the commercial sphere, dealing with sales of material to customers, with companies such as BBC Worldwide and Discovery in their UK and North American operation. Sorry, 1 second. I've done this. There you go. I have to do that. So who are, or who is, Mocha? Basically, we are a licensing think tank consultancy company specializing in the media industry, delivering expert advice across a range of areas from copyright legislation, business development, licensing, market research, event management. The main reason I'm speaking today is the importance of metadata to our business. This is the area of big data, of database linking, and managing rights at a very granular level. It's the era of automation. Just to make it clear, unfortunately, I'm not going to be talking about technical stuff. As I said, it's going to be the business side and what we're actually bringing forward. So in last year, there was a big change that actually took place in the UK. On the 1st of October 2014, the introduction of extended collective licensing came into legislation under a secondary statutory instrument in the UK. Now, what that basically means is that applicants must be existing and approved by a licensing body in the UK already. The ECL scheme will affect any rights holder who sells their work into the UK, including international agencies, which actually covers everybody here in this room, with potential effects to look at how we're actually selling our content into the UK. The Secretary of State will actually decide on who is actually awarded an ECL license, and applications that are actually submitted, if they've actually hit some of the criteria, the Secretary of State will actually, after 14 days, give a public announcement to people who are actually concerned about licensing rights into the UK so that they can actually look at what the criteria is, what the ECL scheme is, and also make a decision and make comments back to the Secretary of State on whether or not they feel that this is something that is beneficial for their business if they want to opt in or opt out. Now, from an applications point of view, once an application is submitted, there are, as I said, there are a number of criteria that have to actually be met. There's a long list of criteria, but just to give you some of the highlights that I think are the most important is, as I said, an applicant must have the approved licensing body. It must be an approved licensing body. They must have a significant representation amongst their membership. There is a regulated code of practice in place, including concerns around protection of non-member rights. So that pretty much means that if you're a non-member of the collecting society, if you do not want to be part of a secondary license scheme, an ECL scheme, there must be a way of opting out, which actually leads to the next point, which basically says there has to be arrangements in place, and also it has to be transparent and accountable for what they're actually doing. Now, we as Mocha, we as Mocha have undertaken about 3 different surveys in the United Kingdom at the moment. We've actually sent out the survey to around 5,000 companies across not just the image base, but also broadcast, cultural heritage, publishing. The only area we didn't really tap into was music. 84% of the answers that we actually got back, of the responses, actually came from the image and the broadcast area, because I think they're the areas that are really looking at extended collective licensing to see how important it is to their business. Some of the highlights that actually came out was that 57% of the respondents had concerned over ECL and how this would actually affect their business, where 96% of the people that we actually surveyed basically said that under no circumstances would they want someone selling their content without their rights and their knowledge. They want to actually deal directly themselves. Where 43% said at this moment, without actually having additional information about how a scheme would actually work, that they would actually opt out of an ACL scheme. Sorry, you must excuse me, I'm getting a cold since I've been here, so I'm a bit croaky, so I do apologise. Okay, so protecting your metadata. Basically, the subject of metadata stripping was strongly debated in the House of Lords and Commons during the review of the copyright in the UK last year and from the previous years. Rather than protecting copyright and metadata, it was as it passed through machine to machine, they instead agreed to turn to the industry, to technology and to the market to look for solutions. Since then, a number of standard bodies across the media have begun a very timely process of convergence funded by the EU and the UK. One such initiative involves CPIC and the Link Content Coalition, LCC, under the project called RDI, which I'm sure you all know about. So how do we make it permanent? Solutions to create a permanent relationship between assets and the data that describes them. We are advising clients on how they can turn the threat of automation and ECL into an opportunity through a series of technical solutions that we are currently working on with a number of partners and funders. This is just the broad picture. At the moment, unfortunately, due to some dealings that we've actually got with some companies, we've signed some NDAs, so I can't tell you the specific details of how the technical solutions will actually work, but if you bear with us very shortly in the future, we can actually explain what we're actually doing on that front. So basically, we're saying that you have to be similar to what Annette said. You have to. It's not just about being metadata ready. It's actually about being rights data ready. IPTC has been a massive take up in the business community. So for now, we are advising our clients to continue the protocol of using IPTC. However, given more content is being created and distributed every second, the more existing challenge is how we manage the movement of peer-to-peer content and multiple reuse between commercial and non-commercial platforms. In this area, our thinking is towards embedded solutions for content to be metadata ready. But this in itself is not enough. The second challenge is to be rights ready, as Annette said. The digital landscape is a growing day by day, where only a small percentage of rights holders' content receives and acknowledge the remuneration of the cost that what they actually deserve for their content online. To refer to Annette's comment earlier in her presentation, if we get it wrong, it's actually going to cost us a lot of money to actually sort this out. Metadata is the means through which micropayments can be directly and instantly collected. It can also help to ensure content not fit for ECL environment is not reused without the permissions in place. As we've heard earlier, if you cannot use an image, we have to actually be able to make it identifiable through metadata that that image is not available for the use and the purpose that people are actually asking for. So, from our point of view as a consultancy company, what we're actually saying is that please continue the dialogue with us. We're actually talking not just to tech companies, to standard bodies, but we're also talking to high-level rights holders in the UK and internationally, CMOs, the government and funders, when we're actually talking around identifiers especially sort of with regards to the Copyright Hub, but also around automation and extended collective licensing. They're all listening to what the market is actually saying. We have to be ready and prepared for it. We do run a series of workshops, either on a face-to-face or through Skype, where we are discussing the latest changes to legislation and also giving you more detail about the results of our surveys that we're actually doing that may be able to actually help you in the future. We are working towards technical solutions for protecting our metadata and turning a threat of automation and ECL into an opportunity. And more importantly, we are looking at how we manage the tensions between direct licensing, which is what we're used to doing and we have been very successful at doing, and collective licensing in the future. So that is something that we're very, very seriously looking at and having conversations with. If you're interested in knowing a lot more, as I said, I just want to do a 10-minute piece today, primarily just to give you an insight. We're very happy to actually talk to you in a bit more depth. And just so that you know, our mantra is, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And that's what we don't want anyone to actually do, and we will support the industry as much as possible. We do actually have a Twitter site at @mocha_IP, which we're actually putting out information about some of the changes, not just in the UK, but internationally. Because as I said, this is actually going to affect all agencies who are actually selling their content into the UK. So thank you very much for listening.